This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A newly released report shows that 30% of inmates released early from prison during the pandemic quickly found themselves back behind bars after committing similar crimes just a short time later. Phil, what does this report tell you?
Well, it's interesting. It's sort of a flashback to the prison time and the crime time that we were seeing during COVID and right after COVID. Now, a 33% recidivism rate is actually pretty good, Steve. I mean, California, the past has gone at about 40%. So that means that 7 out of 10 didn't go back to jail. But what was interesting about this particular release of the 4,600 prisoners that were cut out early was that they were all cut out at once. This happened really quickly, as opposed to staggered over, say, a year or so. And at the same time we had that, we also had county jails, which had absorbed a lot of the state prisoners up to that point, also releasing because of COVID. And it led to a situation where we had a lot of offenders, sort of your low-level ones, your burglars, your car burglaries, your thefts, your break-in artists. They were all of a sudden hit the streets at one time across the state, and it really wreaked havoc. If anybody that remembers, that was a time when we saw things such as wave robberies and swarm robberies, and it was really tough to get a grip on.
You know, interesting, 30% were rearrested, but as you point out, 70% did not end up back in prison. And, you know, given the normal recidivism rate, that's not bad. What are officials saying about that?
Well, they're kind of happy about that, and I can understand it. But you have to understand that what happened in California also during this time is that you have to be pretty tough to get into state lockup. A lot of times you wind up in county lockup. They extended the period you could stay in county up to 3 years. And so a lot of people were in county lockup. And it's interesting, you know, murderers and stuff, they don't have a high recidivism rate naturally. It's the low-level offenders, the ones, the property crime people that drive everybody crazy. So they are happy about this. This is a good sign for them that the release did not cause all that much problems, at least on the state level. But as I said, coupled with that and judges not wanting to lock people up during the COVID, it got pretty hairy on the street. But Steve, I want to remind you of something else that was interesting. What we're talking about, they didn't reoffend. At the same time that this was going on, one of the biggest crimes in the history of California was going on inside the state prisons by the inmates. Those inmates that were still locked up were in the business of filing false COVID unemployment claims, if you recall. It was a huge, huge embarrassment, and it wound up costing the taxpayers about $1 billion in fraud because inmates were organizing and filing false COVID claims for unemployment while they were behind bars. So it just goes to show you where there's a will, there's a way, and if you're locked up or out on the streets, crime is still an option. Those guys didn't have to worry about being recidivists because they were still in, and a lot of them are still are.
Well, paid better to stay behind bars, I guess. Phil, thank you. That's KCBS Insider Phil Mateer. Phil will be with us live again tomorrow morning at 7:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.